In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Last Known Position is presented by ZipRecruiter. Embark on your job search journey with ZipRecruiter, and you can discover the dream job you never knew existed.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code presents Last Known Position, starring Gina Rodriguez, created by Luke Passmore.
Alexis, if you're the one getting these messages, I'm just going to keep telling you I love you. Because honestly, each time I'm not sure the next time I'll get to. And if it's anyone else getting these, just please tell her how much I love her. It's been a day since we pulled an unconscious man out of the water. Dr. Huang has him stabilized, but doesn't know when or if he'll ever wake up. He uttered, really screamed only one word, beast. We don't know what that means, but I can't imagine it's good. For now, we're operating on the theory he went overboard from his own ship, assuming he'd only be able to survive a maximum of 3 days without water. Nate Cordero was able to backtrace the general location from where he might have drifted based on activity of the currents, and I don't pretend to understand how he does it. Something about Ekman transports and Coriolis parameter. Anyway, it all falls within the LKP zone, so we're headed there now. At least it's a place to start. If nothing else, it's... There it is again. That sound. What is that sound? Is this Mike picking this up? I don't know if this is coming through, but it's like something is hitting the ship. Or am I just crazy? Who is it?
You need it off.
Flores, do you hear that?
Hear what?
Huh. It was just there.
Don't get weird on us, Soto. We have enough of that shit going on right now.
Yesterday, right before the alarm went off, you said we're not looking for a plane.
Watch what you say.
We're not like the others, Flores. You're a soldier. I'm a pilot. All right? They listen to their lawyers and peer reviews. We listen to our guts. Am I right? Come on, what are you not telling me?
Just stay frosty, Soto. Now let's go.
Thanks to Mr. Cordero's calculations, we've arrived in the general vicinity where our guest may have gone into the water. I started to sweep an hour ago, and this just came back on the side scan sonar.
What are we looking at? The plane?
I doubt it's that easy, but it's sizable enough. We're en route to its location, should arrive in 30 minutes. Time to sing for your supper, Soto.
What?
You're going for a dive.
Okay. Comms check. Topside, are you reading me?
Copy, Cap 1. We read you.
Great. Confirmed. Hatch is secured. Life support systems are on and functioning. I am ready to launch.
Copy. Stand by. Opening flood doors.
I gotta say, Rayanch, this wet well design is kind of genius. I've never seen anything like it for subs.
Well, with enough good math and money, anything is possible. And maybe next time you'll let us tag along with you?
Please do not encourage him. Remember, we've had 3 more weeks of this than you, Michaela.
Whatever. I'm a genius. Okay. Opening well doors on my mark. 3, 2, 1. Mark. Cop 1, confirm you have seal.
I confirm I have seal. Ready to dive. Activating vertical thrusters. The sub is going under. Switch to UWT.
Copy, Cap 1. Sonar still has the anomaly on the floor at 800 feet.
Copy. En route. Opening vents now. Okay. Vents are clear. Starting descent. 300 feet.
Can we see anything?
There's a lot of backscatter, mostly silt, so it's gonna look worse on video. Depth is passing 500 feet.
Okay, you're closing in. You should see it in... Oh my god.
You guys got eyes? The feed coming through?
We see it.
Holy shit.
We're recording, Mr. Chabra?
Yes.
Look at that. What the hell did that?
Let's keep the comments to a minimum, people. Soto, report.
Well, it's, you're all seeing what I'm seeing.
The reason we opted for a piloted submersible and not drones is for what cameras cannot capture. What are you seeing with your own eyes, Soto?
It's definitely a boat. Not our plane, sorry. Commercial fishing class, looks to be a freezer trawler, maybe, but an old one.
Meaning it's been down there a long time?
No, look. If it had been down there a while, it would be covered in all kinds of biology. Lophidia coral, sea squirts, cnidaria.
Rust seems to be sporadic and superficial.
Exactly. Microbial colonies would have oxidized its entire surface. It hasn't been down there very long at all.
Would we guess 3 days or so?
The longest our guy could have survived.
Catastrophic trauma to the hull. I've never seen anything like this, ever. Tears look to be 2 meters wide. Maybe more? Christ.
Not sure there are many icebergs out here.
No, there aren't.
That was a joke, Nate.
We don't need jokes right now, Mr. Chabra.
Circling the stern now. Can you read that print on the hull?
Horizonte de Esperanca. Seems Portuguese. Like our guy.
What's it mean?
Hope of the horizon.
Do you think this is his boat?
If it is, he's very lucky he's alive. But I'm more interested in the damage. What could have caused this?
I honestly have no idea. There are no rocks or reefs it could have hit.
Well, you're the experts.
Perhaps it was a baster.
No jokes, Rayanch.
Maybe I'm not joking.
He's right, though. The only way we're gonna know for sure is if our guy wakes up.
And we don't know when that will be. In the meantime, everyone...
Wait, what is that? Michaela, can you turn back and left a bit? There, next to the boat.
I see it. Moving in. Oh, visibility is getting pretty murky. Is showing up?
Yeah.
What am I looking at?
About the size of a large SUV.
I'm sorry, but it looks like a giant rock.
Can you get closer or zoom in, Michaela?
Yeah, 1 second.
Look at that.
It's some kind of pattern in the rock, but not eroded. It's a part of the rock itself, like tiger stripes or cheetah spots.
Or like camouflage.
I don't think that's a rock.
Cap 1, you need to collect a sample. The sub is outrigged with a hydraulic arm. There should be a drill there.
Yep, I got it. I've done this before, you know. Stand by.
Okay. Not that a cool rock isn't fascinating for you ocean nerds, but shouldn't we be focusing on, you know, the hull that looks like wrapping paper after Christmas morning?
Enough, Mr. Chavra. This is the last time I'm saying
it. Shit.
What? What is it?
It broke my drill. It didn't even penetrate.
That thing is rated to drill into basalt.
Well, your rock just snapped it like it was a pencil.
I need that sample cap one.
Well, I don't know what you want me to do.
Michaela, can you scrape the surface with the remaining half?
Yeah, like just drag it across?
Yes, we have an electron microscope on board. I don't need a big sample. Just any little bits that might stick inside the flutes of the remaining half will do.
Copy that. Stand by.
You really don't think it's just a rock?
I've been looking at things under the oceans for over 10 years. That's no...
Whoa! Whoa! Hey, you guys feeling that?
What the hell is this?
It's a swell. It's a big one.
How is that possible? The water was calm just a moment ago.
Guys, my thrusters can't stabilize me if this gets much worse.
All right, more coming. Everyone, hold on! All right, Cap 1, get back to the ship before you drift too far.
Copy. Opening vents. Engaging vertical thrust.
Rayarch, Mr. Chabra, I need you to keep us on this position.
Retaking manual control.
Mr. Cordero, how bad is this going to get?
That's just it. Swells don't come out of nowhere. We should have seen these coming days ago.
That's not helpful at the moment, Mr. Cordero. Soto, where are you?
350 meters.
Now hurry up. Mr. Chabra, we're being pulled away.
These waves are stronger than our engines. I can't keep us stable.
You assured us you could handle manual control of this ship in the event it was needed.
I can't overpower the literal ocean.
Cap 1, report.
200 meters out, but I can't fight this drift. It'll pull me away. Propulsion is maxed. My power reserve is dropping. I can't keep this up at full rev.
Mr. Chabra, we need to close on Soto's position before we lose her.
I'm trying. I'm not in control.
What is it you need, then?
I mean it. The ship is driving itself, and it's not on autopilot. What is going on?
Soto, we're coming up on you now.
Oh, no. I see you. Hold your position as long as you can, okay? Come on.
Hurry up. There's a big push coming.
Cap 1, Soto.
Almost there.
Soto, now!
At the well dock in 5, 4, 3, 2... Oh, I'm in.
Shut those doors, Mr. Chabra. Everyone, brace!
That was weaker this time.
No, this doesn't make sense. Even wind swells don't decay at this faster rate. This is more like a...
Like a what?
Like a ripple.
That's one hell of a huge ripple.
Mr. Chabra, what's the ship's status?
It's now back to autopilot. What the hell?
Soto.
Yeah, copy.
I want you on deck ASAP.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Here's some hot tea, darling. You doing okay?
Thanks, Doc. Yeah, I'm fine. I had a giant oarfish ram me once, 3,000 feet down in pitch black, so my nerves can take a lot more, you know? But what I won't take is the complete incompetency on the operations end. Man, I could have died down there.
Got any family back home?
Yeah, a wife, and our first is on the way.
Oh, that's exciting!
And terrifying, as much as being dragged off by rogue waves, but the money from this mission is to help us give him a better start than either of us had.
You know, my parents made a huge sacrifice coming to America, starting again from nothing, but they did it for me and for my sister so we could be something more. That's what we do for our family. And that's what you're doing now. For yours.
Doctor, therapist, maker of good tea, you do it all, don't you? Can you find us some whiskey, though?
Oh, I thought you're supposed to drink rum on ships,
Right now, I take anything stronger than chamomile. What else you got, Doc?
What I have, you don't want. Believe me.
All right, everyone, I need your attention.
Sorry, but how long is this going to take? I want to get back to the sample Michaela was able to salvage.
I still can't discern what caused the swell anomaly or if we can inspect any more.
And I've got to debug part of the pilot and nav system. The ship shouldn't be able to override manual control on its own unless we're talking about a hack.
Whoa. You think someone on the ship hacked us? Who could even do that? Unless Nodling is some kind of secret agent.
Unless someone, somewhere, has a satellite pointed directly at us.
No one hacked the ship.
I think we all need to look at the situation for what it is. Sorry, we're out of our league and underprepared here. I tried saying this to you from the beginning.
Soto, you are a submersible pilot. If we had ranks, you'd be court-martialed.
I have the most experience on the water than anyone here. I've been on dozens and dozens of salvage and recovery operations. And you need to look at the facts for what they are. We are undercrewed. We are underpowered. You have a dead man in the freezer. You have a stranger in a coma we pulled out of the middle of the damn ocean, and I was almost just taken out by a swell we clearly were not prepared for.
That's enough from you, Soto.
We're canvassing an area much too big for one ship to be effective. Not to mention attempting to do something several countries with far vaster resources didn't succeed at in the first place. I understand our benefactors' motivations, and I doubt there is one person aboard who doesn't sympathize. But it is pretty damn clear, and if no one else is gonna admit it, then I will. No one is in control of this mission.
Soto, sit down.
Maybe she has a point.
We need to keep forging ahead. There are too many questions now.
We aren't organized. And you're still not telling us everything.
Soto, I'm giving you an order.
You're not the captain. There is no captain. Don't you all see? Huh? We're in over our heads here, and it's starting to get dangerous. I think it's time we abort.
That's not gonna happen.
Yeah? So I guess you think we should just let the ship keep deciding what it wants to do next? Because according to Rayanch, that's exactly what happened.
I'm the one who took control of the ship, Miss Solo.
Oh my god.
And I'm the one who is in control of this mission.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
On a summer night, Douglas Wagg Jr. lay motionless across a strip of railroad tracks before being struck by an oncoming train. I'm investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra, and my investigation into exactly how Doug died took me into the depths of a bizarre mystery.
It was really hard to understand what was fact and what wasn't.
A mystery that has led me from one suspicious death to another. Listen to Counterclock now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mr. Cavanaugh, but when did you...
I haven't been on board since we left, Mr. Chubra. I apologize to everyone. This is not how I intended to introduce myself.
And how did you intend?
Oh, with less theatrics. And I won't be taking control of the ship again without letting you know in advance, Mr. Chubra.
You helm her quite well, sir.
You know, there's no way of making this sound any worse, but I have been skippering yachts of all sizes in every ocean for about 20 years now.
You're right. That can't sound any worse. And Levi, you lied to me, right to my face. You said nothing else was going on. You remember that?
Mr. Levi works for me, and he was following my instructions, so if you want to look at it that way, I lied to you, Miss Otto. And for that, I apologize.
Mr. Cavanaugh, I'm sorry, but why did you hide from us?
Well, I wouldn't call it hiding, Miss Diello. I chose to admit my participation until now for two reasons. The first, I thought my presence would be a distraction on the ship.
Well, that's a little presumptuous, don't you think?
Cut it, Soto.
I don't like being lied to, and I'm sure no one else does either.
With Mr. Levi as my proxy, I was satisfied with the progress we've been making. And not to put too fine a point on it, Miss Soto, but I own over 300 different companies, and I don't make it a common practice to...
To what, mingle with your underlings?
Soto, I've warned you.
Point of no return. Isn't that what you said yesterday? And what did I say? You're stuck with me. These people don't know how it works on ships, but I do. And these games and hiding information is no longer acceptable. No offense, Mr. Cavanaugh, but this isn't one of your cushy Manhattan office buildings. Okay, it's dangerous out here. Very dangerous. If the last hour didn't just prove that. I mean, wherever Noling is, he'd at least agree with that. And your crew not having the full scale of what we're doing and who's in charge, I'm sorry. It shows a gross lack of foresight. Our lives are at stake every minute we spend out here.
I'm aware of that, Miss Soto. Which leads me to the second reason I chose to withdraw myself until now.
And?
Because none of you would have come otherwise.
What's that mean?
Mr. Levi, will you cue it up, please? What I'm about to play for you is disturbing. But I assure you, it is necessary. Mr. Levi.
Dad, if you're watching this, not to put you on blast, you have to invent turbulence-proof planes. Oh, 100%. Get on it, honey. Until you do, it's yachts all the way for me. Because that shit just now got super effing scary.
Holy shit.
Was that on board?
Yes, Mr. Leo. That is Flight 7963, and yes, that is my wife and daughter.
Oh, my God.
But how could you have gotten that video? It went down with the plane. Have you already found some of the wreck?
No, Mr. Cordero, it was...
It was in the cloud.
Yeah, that's right. As I'm sure it was covered in the news. I own the airline and I own 7963. The whole fleet was newly equipped with Skyroute.
What's Skyroute?
Oh, it's a fleet of microsatellites orbiting the Earth that can deliver high-speed Wi-Fi to every inch of the planet. We've used quantum mechanics to develop these beams that signals travel down at near light speeds.
This all sounds potentially mind-controlling. Should we be breaking out the tinfoil hats here?
All testing has been more than safe, I assure you. And no fiber optic cables, no hardline connections. Just gigabit speeds from Siberia to the middle of the Amazon.
Yeah, and transoceanic flights.
Yes, that is correct.
I've never heard of this.
Well, we're still in beta, but like I said, it's already installed in my entire fleet. Now, the way my daughter happened to have her phone set up, all her media was in constant real-time sync with her account's cloud server. And at the speeds of Skyroute, even large-sized video files were instantaneously backed up.
Did the formal investigation know about this?
No one thought to look at any of the passengers' cloud accounts. We don't even announce the tech until later this year.
So why are you showing us, Mr. Cavanaugh? I mean, it's awful, but we know the plane crashed. We're out here looking for it.
I had a private video forensics team examine the footage. Looking for anything, really, any kind of clue toward what might have caused the crash. Was it a fire, bird strike, a bomb, some kind of indication of pilot, software error, and they found nothing. But it's when audio forensics got a hold of it and... Well, listen to the final seconds again. We can hear them. The metal of the hull, they're tearing. Now, here is what it sounds like when its frequency is isolated. Yeah, look right there. Now, did you hear that? At first, it sounded like more of the hull tearing. No one would catch the difference, but then the forensics team isolated just that one sound, and they discovered it's not the same frequency as metal tearing.
I'm not sure what we're supposed to be listening for.
They ran it through a few more filters and listened to it again, so... Again? Mr. Levi?
I know this, I know... That sound... It's biological.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Mr. Leo.
What does it mean?
It means it wasn't an equipment malfunction. It wasn't terrorists or the pilot. And it wasn't weather that took down my plane.
No. The scalability of that sound... Whatever made it has to be huge.
How huge?
Why doesn't someone just say the only word we're all thinking?
A beast.
Last Known Position stars Gina Rodriguez as Michaela Soto, James Purifoy as William Cavanaugh, Giovanna Quinto as Lisa Flores, Travis Joe Dixon as Levi, Ashley Bell as Anna DeLeo, Venk Patula as Rayansh Chabra, Manny Jacinto as Nate Cordero, Olivia Chang as Aaron Huang, Kaylee Blazensky as Marty Cavanaugh, and Chloe Stearns as Sarah Cavanaugh. Story by Luke Passmore and Jeremy Platt. Created and written by Luke Passmore. Directed by John Wynn. Executive produced by Gina Rodriguez, Luke Passmore, Jeremy Platt, John Wynn, Brian Cavanaugh-Jones, Fred Berger, Justin Levy, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Sandra Yi Ling and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Shin Yin Hu. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson and David Levita. Additional music by Brian Kesley. Music editor Brian Kesley. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, Neely Oftering, and Beatrice Noronha. Edited by Gabe Birch. Additional editor, Eric Aaron. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Mixed by Andrew Pomeroy and Ryan Sanchez. Score mixer, David Tadashor. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson and Brandon Weissner. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Alexa Goldstein. Host coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Ben Swimmer, Randy Patton, Hugo Marrero, Benjamin Rowe, Jenna Caffrey, and Rick Silvestrini. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Last known position is a Q-Code production.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Last Known Position is presented by ZipRecruiter. Are you searching for a new position? Let ZipRecruiter help guide you to a job you love.